Good morning. God is good. And all the time. Welcome to St. John's United Church of Christ. We're glad that you're here, those who are present and those who are joining us online as well. Not a lot of announcements today. If I look through the end of the bulletin, there's a little information about Betty Webster. We'll be praying for the family at prayer time. The details are there. The funeral's this afternoon. So if you want to check that out and be able to pay some respects, there's a nice visitation before the service at 4. The Bible study's still going on Saturdays, a couple more through the end of this month. The food pantry, there are items there to please in. The Sunday, the 21st of June, will be the last Sunday to bring things in. Lunch Bunch is this Wednesday. You have to bring your own lunch, desserts, and drinks be provided. Are there any other announcements for the good of the community? If not, I'm glad to be back and I'm glad to see you all. It is my first vacation since 2019. Because of taking care of Betty, I just couldn't get away. And you've been gracious enough to give me time off, but it's always been medical leave, sitting with a brace on my knee or whatever, so it's been a great time. I am relaxed, by the way. So if there are no more announcements, then let us open our minds and hearts in an attitude that allows God's presence to move among us as we prepare to worship God this day.
Good morning. Please stand if you are able and join me in the call to worship, which is adapted from Psalm 104, verses 24, 28, 30, and 33. Let us worship God who is in wisdom who in wisdom has created the world. Let us worship God, who gives good things to the creation. Let us worship God, who sends forth spirit to the world. Let us worship God and sing praises to the holy ones as long as we live. Let us together worship God. Please join me in the prayer of adoration and confession. God of Easter, you freed your Son from the clutches of death. Send your Holy Spirit, we pray. God of Ascension, you raised your Son to join you in glory. Send your Holy Spirit, we pray. God of Pentecost, you poured your Spirit upon the apostles. Send your Holy Spirit, we pray. God of the Church, your Spirit's gifts empower the Church for service. Send us in your service to serve. God of Compassion, you see the sufferings of the world. Send us in your Spirit to embody your compassion. God of Love, you loved us so much that you sent us your Son. Send us in your spirit to love as we have been loved. Holy God, whose wind still blows, whose breath still brings life, whose spirit still stirs and enlivens, hear our confession. Blessed with your spirit's gifts, we have at times left them unused or unrecognized. Blessed by the gifts your spirit brings to those around us, we have at times not nurtured or even encouraged their gifts. Forgive our neglect of our gifts or of those of others, and renew us with a commitment to be open to the ways you would work through us. Help us through your spirit to be the peer people who would have to be, loving you and our neighbors and working together as the body of Christ. This we pray in the name of Christ and in the power of the Spirit. Amen.
Hear the good news. As Paul reminds us, O God, you gave us Jesus Christ to show your righteousness, because in your divine patience you passed over sins previously committed. And now you have proven that you yourself are righteous and justify the one who has faith in Jesus. So we can say with assurance, in Jesus Christ we are forgiven. Dearly beloved, believe the good news. In Jesus Christ we are forgiven, now and forever. Amen.
First scripture reading comes from the books of the law of the Old Testament, Numbers 11, 24 through 30. So Moses went out and told the people the words of the Lord, and he gathered 70 of the elders of the people and placed them all around the tent. Then the Lord came down in the cloud and spoke to him and took some of the spirit that was on him and put it on the 70 elders. And when the spirit rested upon them, they prophesied, but they did not do so again. Two men remained in the camp, one named Eldad and the other named Medad, and the spirit rested on them, and they were among those registered, but they had not gone out to the tent. So they prophesied in the camp. And a young man ran and told Moses, Eldad and Medad are prophesying in the camp. And Joshua, son of Nun, the assistant of Moses, one of his chosen men, said, my lord, Moses, stop them. But Moses said to him, are you jealous for my sake? Would that all the Lord's people are prophets, and that the Lord would put his spirit on them? And Moses and the elders of Israel returned to the camp. The second scripture reading comes from the Gospels of the New Testament, John 7, 37 through 39. On the last day of the festival, the great day, while Jesus was standing there, he cried out, let anyone who is thirsty come to me, and let the one who believes in me drink. As the scripture has said, out of the believer's heart shall flow rivers of living water. Now he said this about the Spirit, which believers in him were to receive, for as yet there was no Spirit, because Jesus was not yet glorified.
Thank you.
Thank you to Kendra for sharing her musical talent with us today as well. We're quite glad that she's here. I missed her when she played on Memorial Day for you all. It is Pentecost Sunday, so I'm going to be reading the more traditional text, which is from the history book of the New Testament, Book of Acts. It's in the second chapter, the first 21 verses. As I listened to the videos to see how you all behave while I was gone, I realized, and I told this to Vicki yesterday when we were at Bible study, that, you know, it's all about the Spirit. So some of what I may say may sound the same as what bit she was referring to. The hymn we sang at the beginning of the service also alludes to all of these things too, if you want to go back and read it. So this is the story of the coming of the Holy Spirit on what we call the first Pentecost. And then after that happens, Peter addresses the crowd. So the second part is the speech that he gives to the crowd. When the day of Pentecost had come, they were all together in one place. And suddenly from heaven there came a sound like the rush of a violent wind, and it filled the entire house where they were sitting. Divided tongues as of fire appeared among them, and a tongue rested on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit and began to speak in other languages as the Spirit gave them ability. Now there were devout Jews from every people under heaven living in Jerusalem. And at the sound, the crowd gathered and was bewildered, because each one heard them speaking in the native language of each. And amazed and astonished, they asked, "Are not all those who are speaking Galileans? And how is it that we hear each of us in our own native language?" And then Luke lists the languages: Parthians, Medes, Elamites and residents of Mesopotamia, Judea and Cappadocia, Pontus and Asia, Phrygia and Pamphylia, Egypt and the parts of Libya belonging to Cyrene, and visitors from Rome, both Jews and proselytes, Cretans and Arabs. In our own languages, we hear them speaking about God's deeds of power. And all were amazed and perplexed, and they said to one another, "What does this mean?" And others sneered and said, "They're filled with new wine." But Peter, standing with the 11, he raised his voice and addressed them. "Fellow Jews and all who live in Jerusalem, let this be known to you and listen to what I say. Indeed, these are not drunk as you suppose, for it is only 9 o'clock in the morning. No, this is what was spoken through the prophet Joel." And he quotes the prophet. "In the last days it will be, God declares, that I will pour out my Spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. And even upon my slaves, both men and women, in those days I will pour out my Spirit, and they shall prophesy. And I will show portents in the heaven above and signs on the earth below, blood and fire and smoky mist. The sun shall be turned to darkness and the moon to blood before the coming of the Lord's great and glorious day. And then everyone who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved." May God bless this reading, hearing, and understanding of the Holy Word. Let us pray. May the words of my mouth and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. When we celebrate Pentecost, it's always a great celebration in the church to hear the story of the birth of the church that I just read to you. The wind comes with a violent sound, the flames alight on each apostle's head. They speak in the languages of all the people who are gathered. 3,000 people responded to this message and were baptized into Christ. It's an amazing story, and we only read it once a year, and this is the day we read it. It's the miracle of Pentecost, and I wonder a little bit when I hear the story, what are we missing today about Pentecost? I doubt that this morning we'll have a violent wind or a fire or a miraculous speech. Where's the wind and fire today? And where's that excitement that happened on that first Pentecost? So the better question, I think, other than where is the Holy Spirit today, but what's the point of Pentecost to give us that Holy Spirit? So the question is today not to ask where is the wind and the fire, but where is the Holy Spirit?
And if we ask the question in that way, I think there's some exciting news, because I think the Spirit is always with us, and the Spirit is here now in some amazing and powerful ways. So I've chosen to share three of those with you today. The first is the Holy Spirit is here because it comes through the Holy Word, this divinely inspired, faith-producing, life-changing Word of God that we read every week as part of the liturgy. And it connects us with Christians all the way back, you know, to that first Pentecost as we hear the stories. It connects us to God, who inspired the people who wrote these words to begin with. It's the same Holy Spirit that inspired Peter to stand up and confront those people on that speech I just read. And then we can hear the words again, maybe in a different way because it's a different time and a different space. But as many Christians in the wilder world today, we hear in different languages, so they hear these words as well. And today's world is a lot different than the first century when this story was originally written. But through my career and on Facebook, I've been connected with some interesting people. And one of them that I connected with, another person told me to check her out on Facebook. Her name is Linaya. She spent 40 years bringing the gospel to people on the west coast of Africa. And that particular community she was serving, they speak, and I think I'm going to pronounce it right, is N-Y-A-R-A-F-O-L-O, Naira Folo. There was no written language. This was a spoken language only. And so they didn't have a Bible that they could read. And so Linnea worked with a team to develop a written language, and it wasn't until 2021 that they finally had written text, that they could actually read God's Word in a Bible. So they published the New Testament, the Pentateuch, and the Psalms in that language. I thought that was amazing because the miracle continues. We think everything has been done, but it's not. And so Pentecost continues, and so it's proclaimed throughout the world, this Word of God, that people can hear it in all these multiple languages. And what it does, it reminds us that the Spirit is poured out onto us, producing the faith and trust we have in God. So where is the Holy Spirit today? A second way, it comes when we gather. Whether it's the Bible study on Saturday, whether it's worship on Sunday morning, whether it's lunch bunch on the second Wednesday of the month, when we gather as people of God, the Spirit is here. Martin Luther in his small catechism wrote, the Holy Spirit calls, gathers, enlightens, and makes holy the whole Christian church on earth and keeps it with Jesus Christ in the one common true faith. Part of the reason we gather is because maybe we don't say it out loud, maybe we don't even sense it, but we're gathering because first it's people we know, second is with a comfortability, sometimes I think is because we know innately that the Spirit is here and that we feel that as we move among each other. So the Spirit calls us to be together in this place. And as Vicki reminded you a couple weeks ago, when Paul talks about a variety of gifts but one Spirit, that is the whole focus. The Spirit comes to fuel each of us with whatever gift that we have. And Peter says, the Spirit has been poured out on all flesh. And he lists all those people that it was poured out on. So we come together to share those gifts and however it is. And then Vicki addressed that a little bit too about members of the staff and that we all have different skills and gifts, and that's why we are who we are and the work that we do. You all have a gift that you all participate in the life of this congregation in some way. But the Pentecost miracle happened when they were gathered in one place, and that's when the Spirit came to them. And so I think there's not a coincidence that it happened and that they were all able to speak in different languages. So something happens when we gather together in the name of Jesus and the Spirit is present with us. Another way we come together in Jesus' name, there's another way that Spirit comes to us, and that's in sacrament. So today we are having communion, which is one of the sacraments. And when Peter finished his sermon on that first day, they asked, what should we do? And the response of Peter was, repent, be baptized, and you will receive the gift of the Holy Spirit. Not through wind and fire, but through baptism. And so the first time that we can document that maybe we received the Holy Spirit is in baptism, whether you were, like I, baptized as an infant, or whether you were what we call believer's baptism, where you're able to make a decision, and you can either be baptized with sprinkling, pouring, and if you really need, and I'm in my career, if you want to be immersed, then we have to make arrangements for that in a church that has that. But that's when you receive the Spirit, because you understand that. So what did the apostles do after they heard Peter? It says, they devoted themselves to the apostles' teaching and fellowship, to the breaking of bread and prayer. Communion. So they took that and so they gathered together. So the miracle of Pentecost, we continue to be reminded of that. For us, it's monthly, that we are reminded as we gather about the table, that we remember the baptism, we remember the Spirit coming and the breaking of the bread and the drinking of the cup. It's a way to be reminded all the time of the presence of the Spirit. We don't have the wind and the fire, but we are here and we gather together in the name of Christ. And we do those things that the early church did, we still do today. That's the connection that keeps us moving forward, to know that we're not alone in this, and it's happening all over the world as well. And sometimes I think we want more. We want more emotion, and we want more excitement, and we want more enthusiasm, and we want to do things entirely antithetical of what we're already doing, entirely different, and we need all those things. But I think what's really important is, do we know why we're here? Those are all just outside things. Are we here for the Spirit and the presence, and to be reminded as we gather about the table that the point of Pentecost is not the wind and the fire, it never was. The point of Pentecost is the presence of the Spirit in the world today. And that's the first acknowledgement, and it has happened since that day. And sometimes we forget the presence of the Spirit. I know on my trip, so it's 3 days to drive to Casper, Wyoming, 1,300 miles. And two of us driving, so it took a lot of pressure off of that. But when we stopped in these different places, either to take a bathroom break or to eat or to put gas in the car, you know, and those who have eaten out with me know, I tend to ask the waiter or waitress their name, and I chit-chat with them and find things out. And it was just interesting, no matter where we stopped, everybody was congenial, everybody talked to us. And my stepson, Rick, he says, do you do that all the time? I said, yeah. But I said, but there is this community, and they share, like, where can we eat? Where's a good place to eat? You know, you ask those kinds of things. So I think it's important that we know the Spirit is everywhere. The result of Pentecost, once we have the Spirit, is what Jesus had said. It wasn't read today, but he said it in verse 8 of chapter 1 of Acts. You will receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, in all Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. So when we are baptized or witness a baptism, or when we gather about the table for communion, you know, the Spirit comes to us. So it's present here now. And for me, you know, that's how you get with the power that you need to get through the day, especially if it's not going your way. And then you have to share the good news of Christ, however that is. If it's just being kind, like I try to do with the people who serve me in a restaurant, or talking to the clerk when I'm checking out somewhere, it is a way to just be able to share and witness, just in the kindness. It doesn't have to be that you're trying to evangelism. That's not it. It's about treating other people the way you would like to be treated. So we come to church to be here in the presence of the Spirit, to celebrate together Pentecost. The Spirit blesses us. It will bless us when we gather about the table a little later in the service. The Spirit will be with us when we leave this place and all those interactions you have, and you gather in other places throughout this week until we meet again. Thanks be to God. Amen. I'm going to invite those who are able then to stand as we sing together our hymn, Breathe on Me, Breath of God, number 461. You may be seated.
As we come to God in prayer this day, are there joys and or concerns to be brought forth to this community of faith this morning? I have some notes people have handed me, but I'll see if I missed anybody. No? Okay. As we pray for all the things that are in the bulletin, there are the prayer lists, the homebound of the week, birthdays and anniversaries, the Northern Kentucky UCC churches, and all kinds of situations. Carol Fingenger broke ribs from a fall. She is getting ready to do PT. She's supposed to do that and maybe be home this weekend. That's a little vague, but to see how she's functioning. Those of us who get older try to do things we're not supposed to do, and we're older and our bones aren't quite as strong as they used to be. So we hope that her recovery goes well and she can be back with us. As I indicated during announcements, we pray for the family of Betty Webster. That service visitation is at 2, for service at 4 at Dobling Mullenkamp at Herschel this afternoon. Jean Morrow is still in the hospital, or was in the hospital. I'm not sure if she's still there, but continue to pray for her. Got prayer requests from Vicki to pray for Nathaniel, who's 19 years old, has seizures, and Trenton, age 14, who has a lot of issues, heart issues. And then she lists some other folks. I think they're part of her, people that she takes care of in her work, is Nikki, is that Sookie, Shay, Lynn, Jessica, Desiree, and a bunch of other people, you know, that does that. And then a prayer of praise for the lady who rescued a turtle on Mock Road. Turtles God's creatures too, you have to take that. An email came I don't know if Kelly gets it or not. I mean, this email came from Camp Washington. And it was in my junk mail. But they had a walk for the Hunger Walk to raise funds down there. And so they sent a big thank you. So totally they raised $10,875 for the Hunger Walk for the ministries down there in Camp Washington. $7,875 of that was raised from donations. The $3,000 was a grant from our denomination that they fed into it because they had raised so much. So there is work we're still doing. It's not just the backpacks and the Christmas things that we do, we raise to help them, but it's also people have done that to keep those people going. And that happens in Newport as well, but I know about this one right now. Are there any other joys or concerns? If not, let us open our minds and hearts in an attitude that allows God's presence to move among us, and let us center ourselves down. I'm going to ask you to take a deep breath and then to let it out. And breathe in, God. And breathe out. Breathe in. And breathe out. Breathe in. And breathe out. Come, Holy Spirit, and fill us with your love. Open our eyes, O God, to see your presence all around us. In the stillness of this sacred space that we take in our time of worship, in the busyness and noise of our streets, and especially as we have our neighborhood gathering in our front lawn this morning, that we are there to witness to them just by walking in the door. That we witness in the joys and the celebrations of our lives, whatever they may be. And also sometimes in the tragedies and struggles that break our heart, that your Spirit is with us. We ask the Holy Spirit to come and comfort those who may be grieving this day. Grant them the peace that only you can bring. Stir within us that trust in life beyond death as we ponder the mysteries of Christ's resurrection and the hope we have in a new and everlasting life. We ask your Spirit to come upon those to bring wholeness to those who are sick. Strengthen those who are weak. Heal those who are wounded and broken. Give rest to the weary. And as we think of the world, O God, we pray for your Spirit to inspire a warring world to seek peace,
to challenge us to love our enemies, to put away our weapons, to remember the price paid for our freedom, and to care for those who have served. Holy Spirit, we pray you come among us to ignite a fire, as you did on those disciples, for a passion to share the good news of your Son, Jesus the Christ, to continue to move among this world, so that all that we come in touch with know the love that we have received, the grace that we have understood, the mercy that you have blessed upon us, until those around us know your presence. And because it is the birthday of the church, O God, may your Spirit revive the church. Give it presence. Give it life. Give it a futuring and visioning. Give it a time to move forward in the moment so that all may continue to know the presence of your Son, Jesus. It is in his name that we pray, and it is his name that we offer the prayer that he taught us to pray, saying together, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.
Can we make sure that others will hear the good news that has meant so much to us? How will they learn to build their houses on rock, not on sand? Who will be present to help when the rain falls and the wind blows and people feel beaten and alone? The church is present as a visible embodiment of God's care. It is our thankful support that continues to make this possible. The ushers may come forward.
Please join me in our prayer of dedication. Giver of every good and perfect gift, we bring these offerings as an expression of our thanks and praise, and as recognition that we are called to employ the gifts you entrust to us for your good purposes. So use these offerings and us to hasten the coming of your holy realm, while you will bring all creation to fulfillment. In Jesus Christ we pray. Amen. As you're still standing, let us affirm our faith using the words of the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God the Father, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only begotten Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He descended into hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth on the right hand of God, the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the one holy universal Christian church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. You may be seated. The Apostle Paul tells us that on the first day of the week, Jesus sat at table and was made known to two of the disciples in the breaking of the bread. Men and women, youth and children, gather from the east, the west, the north, and the south to gather about the table of the Lord. This table is for all who wish to receive the presence of Christ and to share in the community of God's people. So let us pray. We celebrate the divine spirit, O God, who hovered over creation and brought order out of formlessness. We praise you, spirit. We celebrate the divine spirit who filled Jesus with power and wisdom and through him made the divine life available to all. We praise you, spirit, because we celebrate the spirit who has been poured out on all people and leads us into the reign of God. We praise you, spirit, as we gather at this table. We recognize the Spirit's presence among us, and we open our hearts to the Spirit's influence. God, we come knowing that we depend on you for life and truth and love. We come knowing that you welcome us with open and accepting arms. We come ready to meet with you and be changed by the encounter. On the night that Jesus sat with the disciples in the upper room, he took the bread. And after giving thanks to God, he broke it. He said, "Take, eat. This is my body which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And when the supper was over, Jesus took the cup. And after giving thanks to God, he says, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and many for the remission of your sins. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." And oh God, now as we prepare to eat and drink, we remember Jesus and the divine love he showed us. And Spirit, as we share this bread and cup, let it be a sharing in Christ's body and blood, Christ's life and presence. And may we embody your love, life, and presence in our homes and community. In remembrance of all your mighty acts in Jesus Christ, we ask you to accept this, our sacrifice of praise and thanksgiving, which we offer in union with Christ's sacrifice for us as a living and holy surrender of ourselves. Send the power of your Holy Spirit on us and on these gifts, that in the breaking of the bread and the drinking of the cup, we may know the presence of the living Christ, be renewed as his body, and grow into his likeness. Remember, Lord, your church, guard it from all evil, preserve it by your love, and gather it together from the four winds into your kingdom. And by the baptism of water and your Holy Spirit, send us as your witnesses into all the world, in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, until he comes in final victory. Through him, with him, in him, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all honor and glory is yours, Almighty God, now and forever. Amen. These are the gifts of God. For the people of God, come. All things are now ready. This is the body of Christ, broken for you. Take and eat. This cup is the new covenant given to us by Jesus Christ that we might have forgiveness of sins, the gift of eternal life. My friends, take and drink. I would ask those who are able to please stand. Let us join together in our prayer of thanksgiving and our final hymn. And together we pray. Eternal God, you have called your people from the east and west and north and south to eat at the table of Jesus Christ. We thank you for Christ's presence and for the spiritual food of Christ's body and blood. By the power of your Holy Spirit, keep us faithful to your will. Go with us to the streets, to our homes, and to our places of labor and leisure, that whether we are gathered or scattered, we may be the servant church of the servant Christ, in whose name we rejoice to pray. Amen. The Spirit is here. We have celebrated Pentecost, but the Spirit's here all the time. It surrounds us, it instills us, it fills us, and allows us to be the people of God we are to be. Share the good news with those who need to hear it. Have them come and join us some Sunday morning at 10 o'clock. If you watch my videos on Monday mornings, that's the thing I say at the end. Yeah, come and see us. Until we meet again, let us go in the name of God. Father, Son, Holy Spirit, let us go in peace. Amen.